A heartbreak is like a wound. It can scar over and you can be stronger. Or it can get infected and you can die. In my article this week on tetragrammaton.com, I wrote about the tarot card Sorrow, which I relate to heartbreak. The image is that of a heart being pierced or a flower being pierced. And Crowley describes this as the beginning of intelligence. This is the beginning of thinking legitimately. Heartbreak and pain are the source, the origin of thinking. It is only in response to this kind of primordial breaking, separation, that we realize we exist, we are individuals, and we need to survive. This is, you know, originally the break from the mother or the break from the parents, and it is a trauma that is replicated, of course, you know. Breakups, friendships, many things. There are many things that can cause heartbreak, not just romantic love. But all of them are vectors. They can be dangerous vectors. So just as you can start to develop intelligence, you can start to develop like, oh, this is how I'm going to take care of myself. I need to do this and this. You will grow up. Or alternatively, I had made a post yesterday talking about, I had asked, what have you learned from heartbreak? I was curious. And just in my general readings and life experience, you will find that occasionally, after a severe enough heartbreak, somebody will like join a cult. Somebody will, you know, I talked about it in my love video, that heartbreak is a major infection point for like red pill, black pill, incel material. You know, you need, if it's not someone who's already kind of isolated and in trouble, in which case they're already troubled, they're already open to infection. If you take a normal person, like a, you know, you find this a lot with divorce, especially, you know, it'll completely change the personality of the person. They will become open to making sense of past trauma, you know. This breakup had to have happened for a reason, and it can't be individual. It has to be the problem on this mass scale. There has to be an answer, a big, giant answer I don't have to think about. So you might have heard of a thought-killing cliche. So heartbreak is either the beginning of thinking, the beginning of thought, or the beginning of thought-killing. Sorrow, you know, this initial separation from the mother can lead to a deeper attachment. It can lead to the child even furthering that you know, love and affection. They become a mommy's boy. They don't actually accept the separation. The separation is denied, and they are stunted. They become stunted. This is what happens when you become, you know, black-pilled or red-pilled. It is a denial of reality, a denial of the individual experience, a failure to think for oneself. And I don't mean to be mean, but this is a super common thing with religion as well. A lot of people, you know, will be very promiscuous, drug users, and something goes a little too wrong, and they're a born-again Christian. I don't think that's very good. I don't think that's a very good solution. I don't think that one should be going to God in desperation. This is, or at least in my personal experience, something that I've found is that it's better to go to God when things are going well, which is much more difficult. It's much more difficult to believe in something when you're doing well. It kind of reminds me of the meme, you know, when you get paid bi-weekly, and it's like week one, something extravagant and silly, and then week two, you know, you're scrounging by. And I don't think that God wants to be reached out to when you're scrounging. I think it looks bad. You're as they say, it's the other, it reminds, there's a They Might Be Giants line, a bad weather friend instead of a fair weather friend sticks around when things are good. And many people are bad weather friends to God. They only want religion. They only want help when they need it, when they're desperate for it. They're not praying. They're not grateful. They're not living in gratitude. They're just, they succumb to this wound, to this infection. And, you know, some church is very happy to reach in and grab that person. And it's not just Christianity, you know, it's many, many religions. This is what they rely upon. They rely upon the broken and the needy. I believe in a religion that asks for strength from people, for people who are doing well, not people who are suffering and succumbing to an infection. Religion should not be an infection, ideally, or at least it should not only infect people who are in desperate need and suffering. All this is to say, I like thinking. You might be able to tell based on my channel and my writing and such that I'm a person who enjoys thought. And I think that it's important to think for yourself. This is a cliche, but it's a thought-creating cliche instead of thought-killing cliche. You should think for yourself. You should reason out events in your life if you need to. You also just shouldn't think much about yourself. You should be thinking about the big stuff. But don't succumb to a philosophy that kills your thinking. Do not answer with a pre-written response. Do not live life through a secondary means. Do not live life through this filter that you adopt. It is a sin, honestly. God put you here to experience life, and experiencing life involves heartbreak. And if you allow heartbreak to end your direct experience and intimacy with the world, you are failing. You are sinning against God and against the beauty of the world when you stop thinking, when you stop interacting directly and allow for a philosophy to give you a rule set. Do what thou wilt. And as always, remember, memes matter.